love, light, and positive energy.
Get ready to ignite your inner hero and unleash your inner light in this latest episode of the Brave Files podcast. Friends, are you feeling stuck or lost in your life? Don't miss this episode with my special guest, Shiny Unsal. After experiencing the sudden loss of her father, Shiny embarked on a journey of self-discovery that completely transformed her life. She's here to share her insight on the power of our minds and our hearts and how aligning with your truth allows you to become the hero of your own journey. Join us to learn practical tips for unleashing your inner power and igniting your life. Shiny is so much fun. Remember that success begins in your mind, but it lives in your heart. So claim yourself, accept your imperfections, and always, always remember that you are powerful. You are going to love this conversation. Stay with us. But before we get started, I'm excited to share something really wonderful with you. All right, I have a question. Are you tired of feeling like your life is out of fucking control? Do you want to gain mental and emotional freedom finally, to finally start living the life that you deserve, the one that you know is meant for you? Are you listening and shaking your head yes and feeling the heat rise up to your face just a little? Maybe there's a sliver of possibility. Okay, well then keep listening because I have something really exciting for you. Allow me to introduce my brand new masterclass series, Taming the Chaos. I think it might be exactly what you've been looking for. This is a four-part masterclass series. It's interactive. It's an action-oriented journey designed to help you take control of your life and unleash your true potential. And the best part? This is a shame and judgment-free zone where you can learn to love and trust yourself even with all of your perfectly imperfect flaws. You have an opportunity to join me and other like-minded, heart-centered individuals to gain practical tools and strategies to overcome all of your obstacles with confidence, to prioritize your well-being, and to build sustainable paths to success. Do not wait any longer to start living the life that you truly deserve. Join us right now for our live masterclass series starting on June 16th. If you can't make it on June 16th, that's okay. We're going to have replays. We have two live sessions in June and two live sessions in July. You can get all of the details on the website. When you sign up for Taming the Chaos, you can start your transformation right away. You're going to want to visit vickeryandco.com/tamingthechaos to claim your spot. But wait, you are special. You are a listener of the Brave Files podcast. So if you use Brave Files, all one word, Brave Files, you will receive a $100 gift off of your registration fee. I mean, that seriously makes this a no-brainer, right? Save $100, spend some time with incredibly badass, heart-centered individuals who are doing the same work that you are. Finally, tame that fucking chaos. Oh my gosh. Go claim your spot right now, vickeryandco.com/tamingthechaos. I will see you there, and we are going to have an amazing time. You're listening to The Brave Files, where we share stories from people who've stepped out of fear and into bravery in every possible way. What we know for sure is that when we choose bravely on purpose, we choose bigger, we win bigger, and it's contagious. It's our hope that these stories connect with you and encourage you to embrace bravery in every possible way, day after day. Together, we can build a movement that enriches both our lives and our communities. The Brave Files is brought to you by Vickery & Co., a success and leadership coaching firm dedicated to helping you build a life and a business that you are absolutely in love with. Vickery & Co. offers group programs, membership communities, one-on-one coaching, VIP days, corporate trainings, workshops, keynote speaking, and so much more. Visit vickeryandco.com to get all the details. Oh, folks, we have a choice who and how we're going to be in the world. And perhaps you think you don't, but I promise you that you do. And today's guest has learned this lesson firsthand. Through lots of life experiences, including losing her father unexpectedly, or maybe not. After a lot of self-discovery, she took on a new name and officially declared her new identity, purpose, and her forever mission on this planet, which is to go all in, to be, to live, and to believe exactly the opposite of any life-sucking darkness, the thing that took her father away. She's here to talk about the undeniable power of our mind and the cosmic wisdoms of our heart. And when they are happily coherent together and in love with one another, you know what? Anything is possible. So I am super excited to welcome Shiny Unsal to the podcast. She is a global award-winning creator of the NeuroShine technology. Don't worry, we're going to tell you what that is. She's a 40 under 40 most influential award recipient, a licensed trainer of NLP, and so much more. Shiny, welcome to the Brave Files.
Hello. It is an honor and a delight to be here with you.
Yeah, you are so much fun. And you do have just this beautiful magnetic energy. You are certainly shiny. And we can talk about that in a second because you have selected that name for yourself. And I'd love to sort of dig in on that a little bit. But let's go back. You are originally from Turkey, right? And you started your career in advertising?
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Turkish. At core.
Turkish at the core. I love
Absolutely.
That. I love that. So what is the journey, Shiny, that took you from where you were then into where you are now, which is really about helping people combine the power of their mind with the wisdom of their heart and maximize their potential and really show up and make a difference in the world. So tell us a little bit how you got there.
Wow. How I got here is through pain.
Yeah.
Okay. The simple answer is through pain. And of course, along the journey of experiencing pain, learning why we are experiencing the pain and what it is teaching us. When I first lost my father to that heart attack, I knew that it was not a heart attack. I knew that it was a mind attack. Because he has been struggling with depression. He has not been working or doing anything to actualize his potential himself. And he was angry and I was distant from him. And so when he had the heart attack, I knew that it was the body reacting to what has been happening in the mind already for years, right? So, of course, this is the way I look at it right now.
Right,
not
at the
time.
Back
then, when it happened in 2006,
yeah.
I did not understand that.
Yeah.
I was totally in the victim mentality that I know right now, feeling that, oh, I was not in a good place as a daughter with my father, so life is punishing me. Life took my father away from me.
Okay, so somehow feeling like all of the negative things happening around you, you are responsible for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
yes.
Point. Yeah.
I know. I mean, think about it. Like, I was being punished. That was the meaning I attached to it.
Wow. That's a tough way to go through life. Was that your standard operating procedure prior to this huge transformation?
Well,
the world's out to get me. I'm being punished.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it was because that's, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. It's the same mind making
course.
Those, you know, attachments and meanings. I think it was. And that was the strongest one and the most painful one.
Wow.
And yeah, going through that and for the next 4 years after that experience, I literally was in a state of victimhood, like really. Even if I continued my career in the advertising world, I was literally creating magic with my skills, with my intelligence. My heart was somewhere else. And that's why when the mind and the heart, if they are not coherent, if they are not aligned, if they're not one, we're just going to be scattered like all over the place.
Yeah.
We will be doing something, but feeling completely something else. And that's exactly what I have experienced, especially between 2006 and 2010. And 2010, I decided to do something different because that was when I first went to an NLP training.
I was going to say, what was the catalyst? Because it, we don't usually just go from all of this heavy negative thought to completely transforming our lives. Something triggers that in us. So you went to an NLP training. Okay.
Yeah. So that NLP training made me literally mind blown. I realized what I was doing and how I was making those negative meanings in my life. The question you asked, I was in that victim mentality. I was always the one ending up feeling resentful, ending up feeling aggressive, or ending up feeling less than, you know? So, and then I realized during that training, it was me. You know, like this Taylor Swift song, like, it's me, I'm the problem is...
I love that.
So it was literally like, oh my God, that was me and my brain and how I was using it or how I was not using it the way I was supposed to. I was creating that victim mentality for myself, and that was a huge aha moment, what I say, a Neuroshine moment with my Neuroshine technology. And with that, I wanted to know more. I was already interested in the human brain and wanted to know more about the power of the mind. And I was already interested in personal growth, you know, the book Secret and all that, you know, at that time. So I decided to come back to United States and do some soul searching because I was here for 2.5 years as a student in Los Angeles. I decided to come back and it just started a whole new journey within.
I love that. I mean, our brains really do have so much power. They can hold us hostage or they can set us free, and we get to decide. Although when you're deep in that, it's really hard to believe that is true. And I'm curious what you think. I feel like the tipping point on that is when we decide to take responsibility for ourselves and our lives. Like you said, I was being punished. Something was out to get me. The world was after me, right? When we can say, this is, I'm doing this to myself. I have responsibility for this. Even when bad things happen. Obviously, you didn't cause your father's heart attack, right? But we all have responsibility for how we behave and move through the world. And I find that to sort of be the key to deciding that we have more power than we think
we do. Oh, wow. That's exactly what happened to me. I got empowered to a point that I became so unstoppable. Up until now, my journey starting in 2010, I have done all the NLP trainings with the guy who created it, Dr. Richard Bandler. Like so I went and I trained with him, and it was so mind-blowing to learn how the human mind works. All the limiting beliefs that we create, because there is like this mechanics, like there is some way that it works and we don't even realize. And I discovered Tony Robbins the same time, and I'm looking at him, oh my God, look at this amazing human being. He is leveraging NLP to a point that I have not seen anybody doing that. And then I was so in love with the way he did it. And then I went to the UPW after I walked on the fire. I went to the product booth. I'll never forget. That was March 2011, Fort Lauderdale. And I was like, wrap it all up. They were like, what? Like, wrap it all up. Whatever he has ever created, books, CDs, DVDs, I don't care. I want to buy it all.
I love that.
And then they were like, well, you cannot carry them. I'm like, I don't need to. Send it to my home.
There you go.
So they literally sent a lot of stuff. And back then, there is not even MP3, right? So it's all physical products, CDs and DVDs. Like I literally sat down and self-studied for months and actually years. It took me 2.5 years to complete them all. I would be listening to the way that he would use NLP in his programs, and I would just pause. I would think about it. I would be like, whoa, like I would have my Neuroshine moment. I would get back to it. I would take notes, and I would do this for 2.5 years. This is like rewiring the brain.
Yeah, that is how I process. When I was getting my human design certification and there's so much information, I would hear it and I would stop and I would think about it and then I would apply. Like, how do I see that in my clients and myself and my loved ones? And so that's interesting that we process things in the same way. I'm dying to pull your human design chart. I have to say that out loud.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm super curious to see your chart.
What, like, do you have a guess?
Yeah, you're probably a generator.
I'm a manifesting generator.
Manifesting generator. Okay. You have done a lot of things, so I can see that. And you're probably pure. It's probably sacral.
Well, I do not know all the details. All I know is that I'm a manifesting generator. Okay. That's what I know.
Yeah.
Well, so you need to teach me more about it.
I can teach you more. I can do that. It's really fun. For those of you who don't know, I am about to become NLP certified through Shiny's program. In fact, we will be on that journey by the time this episode airs. I'm super excited. So it would be really fun to share the human design stuff with you. But I'm curious. I'm guessing you have a defined will, which is really rare. But this ability to just sit and focus and self-study, most folks don't have that. So I can see how people who are learning from you can tap into that in your space and really amplify it. So it's very cool. Slightly off topic, but yes, I would love to play your cards. That would be really fun.
Absolutely.
So you get all this stuff, you're self-learning. At what point did you decide you're not just a different person? You want to be a different person. You want to change your name. Like, it is time to show up differently. And what was that name changing process like for you? I know a lot of people who have done that lately, which is interesting to me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not a lot, but like a handful, which is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting because, you know, I inspired a few people to change their names or last names or both, but I don't really come across. So for me, it was a little bit of a push because I was also becoming a citizen, an American citizen.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So it was offered to me, hey, would you like to get an American name? Like, Shiny is not a typical American name, obviously.
You did not go with a typical American name.
It's not like Heather, Melissa, or Sarah, whatever.
I know. Oh, one of the Heathers. It's okay.
And I'm like, I'll go with Shiny. I'll never forget the face of the guy who was like typing it, can you just spell it for me? S-H-I-N-Y. And then he just like looks at me, what? You're going to name yourself Shiny? Are you for real? I'm like, yeah.
I love that. I was wondering, did you dislike your name before? Or did it just not fit you anymore?
No, I still love it.
You do?
It's just not American friendly.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's B-U-R-C-U. Okay. Okay. And how do you pronounce it?
B-U-R-C-U. I don't know. I have to write it down. B-U-R.
C-U.
Yeah. Burcu?
So it is Burcu because
Burcu. Oh, I was close. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So in Turkish language, C is J. Burcu.
Okay.
Burcu. So, but I kept hearing Bursu, Burcu, all the other stuff that was not really my name. And so that was also reason.
Okay.
I still keep that as my middle name.
Yeah.
I'm still like Shiny Burcu Ünsal. But Shiny also anchored me, my life purpose, what I experienced when I, you know, when my father passed away and when I looked at it as the like dark mind attack. That was to me as an anchor to remind me my life purpose and who I am, my identity in life. Hey, you are Wonder Woman, you're going to put love in your heart and then you're going to fight with the darkness of the mind and the like all the shades of the mind. You're going to become the light. You're going to represent the shininess and you're going to put your light whenever there is darkness. And that is your mission. I literally chose my mission and I put it on my passport.
I love that because I am a traveler. I have massive wanderlust. And so I love you're like, I picked my mission and it went on my passport.
Yes.
And that's a good reason to change your name, even without the rest of it.
I know, right? Yeah. So it has been quite a journey. And I got to tell you, it still is an icebreaker because people think that I'm just choosing it as a nickname. You know, they don't realize it until I tell them, hey, this is my legal name. Like, it's on my passport. They're like, like puzzled. Even like Tony Robbins, when I was in his seminar, like Business Mastery in London, 2016, I remember I was, you know, talking to him on the stage. And then when I said shiny, he didn't give any reaction. But and then after that, I just made myself clear. By the way, Tony, this is my real name, okay? And then you played a big role in this. He was like, cool. What? That is your real name? You change your name to shiny? So yeah, that is real. And it's still an icebreaker today.
Yeah. And it's, again, it's just taking that personal responsibility for who and how you want to exist in the world. So how does new and improved shiny go from sitting on the floor of your apartment, going through Tony Robbins books and CDs to then teaching it and sharing it and creating your own technology? It's like patent, like it's yours, it's special, the NeuroShine technology. How does that happen? And then tell us what NeuroShine technology is, please.
Oh, absolutely. Let me start with that. NeuroShine technology is the technology for truth. Like, I want all of us to be aligned with our truth. Like I said, my mind was extremely active and efficient and effective in my career. My heart was not there. So there was just like misalignment. There was a lot of other people's opinions. There was a lot of judgment. There was a lot of shaming. There was a lot of critiques. And I was not even aware that they were happening. I didn't even know how to listen to myself. I didn't even know how to look inside of myself and see those layers and patterns or programmings. So that's why I want, like, this was my journey of becoming. So along the journey of becoming shiny and combining NLP and coaching and neuroscience and heart science and quantum physics and metaphysics and cosmology, like it's like 10 powerful disciplines all together, because I am studying myself. That's where I started. And when I put them all together, I was able to say something about myself, and it was really an enlightening moment. And that's why I named it NeuroShine technology, because neurons are scientifically shining when we have those aha moments of truth, when we have those NeuroShine moments in my language. That's a deep truth, the moment of truth, when we are aligned with who we really are. And that's why I wanted to say NeuroShine technology is the technology for truth, like alignment with our truth.
Yeah, I love that. For you, when you know you're experiencing a NeuroShine moment, how can you tell? I've been doing a lot of work with this myself and with my clients on what does it feel like to be embodied in this? And I'm curious how that shows up for you.
Goosebumps are a good one. You know, you get the goosebumps. Oh my God, you know, because it's, you know, the body is talking to me. Yes. My body is saying, hey, I'm feeling something.
Pay attention.
You're right. Exactly. There's something very special here. Pay attention. So goosebumps, definitely. And then this release of energy from my chest area.
I love that.
It just opens up. And then it, most of the time, it is parallel to the goosebumps. I just had it now.
I literally have one now.
Like, oh, goosebumps. And then, you know, the chest area opens up. So this is the heart. Yeah. Because did you know that we had neurons around the heart? Like they are called neurites.
Yeah.
So that's literally what's going on. The heart is talking to the body, like sending messages. And then the whole body is reacting to it. And that is how I receive it. Another embodiment of my NeuroShine moment is also this mental click. It just makes sense.
You know it.
It is unquestionable. It's the knowingness.
It's the knowing. See, that's why I think you have a sacral authority in human design, because you have that knowing. And it never goes away, right? Once you know, you know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gut feelings, they are so strong. I'm so intuitive. Yeah. Once I know, you cannot make me not know.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that for sure. I love that. Thank you for sharing that, because I feel like so many folks don't even know what I mean when I say, what does that feel like? And they want to answer that question with their mind. They want a head answer, but it's not a head answer. It's a body answer. Mm-hmm. And when we can go into ourselves and feel that embodiment, it tells us so much, and we can trust ourselves so much. I love that. And it's interesting because you're the second person in 2 days that has said, when you get your hell yes,
oh yeah,
it feels like your chest opens. She said the same thing, my friend Rachel, yesterday.
Oh, really?
But chest has that generator as well. So I love that. That's really, really, really cool.
Look at you doing your research as you're doing your interviews, Heather.
I mean, so cool. What? The listeners, like, it's so fascinating. I interview so many different types of people. Mm-hmm. We share so many different stories. But one through line, I think, is that there are so many ways to show up as yourself in the world, and that's fucking brave.
Yes.
And so when folks listen to this show, I want them to learn one thing that they, I'm like, I never thought of that before, or I've heard that, but it didn't hit me the way it did now. So I'm hoping from hearing your experience, they'll go and find out, what does that embodiment look like for them, and why do I care? Why do I want to know that? So yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
We both have a love of quantum physics.
Oof. Yeah. You do.
And I am curious how you got into quantum physics.
Through my brother.
Okay.
My brother is an engineer, and we are very close in age, 1 year and 9 months. And then we grew up literally talking about science and physics. And then he is that type when, you know, you see a boy breaking something into pieces and then wanted to put it all together. Like, that is my brother. Okay. And then I grew up with him, and then we would literally look up to the sky, and then we would question, so these stars, they're not even here right now. They're dead, but we're still seeing their lights after like millions of years. Mm-hmm. So we would question a lot. Mm-hmm. And because he went into the science and engineering, when I went into international relations in my first bachelor's degree, so we would just come together, and then we would just talk. We would have intellectual conversations. Yeah. And then he would literally teach me about the physics and tell me about quantum physics, the photons and the string theory, and how we can all put it all together with quantum mechanics. And yeah, my brother.
It's high level. I know that it is. And I tried to, this is so random, but I was watching a documentary on the Bermuda Triangle with my youngest daughter, and they talk a lot about quantum physics, and she's like, what is that? And I'm trying to kind of explain it to her. She's like, never mind. She's like, it's okay. I don't need to know. But essentially, just this whole idea of time bending, and you probably know this, and I don't think I've shared this with listeners on this show. I know we talked about it on my sister podcast, Was It Chance? But in 2022, the Nobel Prize for Physics went to physicists who have proven that the universe does not locally exist. Mm-hmm. We experience it like a hologram. Mm-hmm. And that is so fucking mind-blowing. Like,
it is, right?
Yep. It's a trip. People are like, but wait, what? But it's like the speed of light or the speed of sound, right? Like, it happened in the future, which is how we manifest, right? That's why you can bend things to be where you want in the future. And how does that play into the work that you do? Since I know you have that foundation, I know it must play into it. How does that
show
up? It does.
Yeah. It does. And I'm so enjoying that we can have this conversation. Seriously,
I hope y'all sticking with us, you guys. It's really
exactly. We're going high level. Because it's non-local. So now that it is scientific that consciousness is non-local, it is everywhere. And now that I know it, and when I look at a few things from quantum physics, actually, I decided to take and integrate to my neuroshine technology. And the biggest one is the double slit experiment. And the double slit experiment, there is an observer, in a nutshell, in a very simplistic terms.
Yes,
like the observer makes the light become a particle instead of a wave. Because, you know, When we have photon, like if you look at your subatomic particles, they have wave function, meaning like they can be doing anything anywhere, or they can be very determined and then they can act like a particle, like a material, physical.
Right.
So observation is what makes the light, the photon, to become a particle. So observer effect. And that is exactly what we do when we coach, especially yes. if you have the skills like non-advising, non-approving, non-judging, non-anything, like neutral observation. If you can observe somebody just by listening and holding the space and letting the person be without trying to offer your ideas, without trying to insert your opinions, or without trying to fix, why don't you try this? So that is what I call the quantum observing. So if you're able to quantum observe somebody when you coach, then you actually shape that person to become the particle that they want to be in this lifetime.
I love that. That's so fucking cool. I mean, essentially what you're saying is something needs to be observed to exist.
Yes.
And that's exactly. that awareness piece that we mm-hmm. mentioned earlier, and that taking responsibility. If we don't pause and do that, it doesn't exist. Yeah. And also why whatever you give that observation to exists for you. If you believe it to be true, it is.
Yeah.
Good or bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
That is so consciousness. Cool.
That is consciousness.
That is consciousness. Yeah. It's non-local, yeah. you know. When you literally choose to put your consciousness to whatever you do, you create it. If there's no consciousness, it is created for you.
That's profound. It really is. If there's no consciousness, it's created for you. Folks. Like, well, are you going to create it, or are you going right. to let somebody else or the universe create it for you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. just sit with that.
Oof.
Damn.
Damn. My
I
drop.
Love it. I know, really. I'm like, I just needed to be quiet for a second and feel that, because it's really, really profound. All right. Yeah. So you've shared your journey. I'm curious, in your everyday life, I mean, you are shiny, you are lovely. It is positive thinking. What we resist persists. What we think is true. That doesn't mean we don't struggle, though. And it doesn't mean sometimes we're not afraid. And so let's be real with folks who are listening here. Like, what mm-hmm. has been or is currently like a really big struggle? And it doesn't mean we can't get through it, but it exists and we want to name it to tame it.
Technology for its root. Right? Yeah. So the truth is, we have unlimited layers of becoming.
Yeah.
And what I am going through these days as my struggle is letting go of this perfection inside of me, that perfectionism that is shaped for me when I was growing up in my family, my parents. Like, I am that like alpha female type from the upbringing, like getting all the like top grades, valedictorian, mm-hmm. like doing everything mm-hmm. and leading like the president of the class, and do this, do that, lead people, sing, dance at the same time, be the winner of the knowledge tests and all that. Like, I'm that person. Yeah. Like, and that's why you see a gazillion certificates behind me.
I do see them. You guys can't see that, but there are legitimately a gazillion. I think that's an accurate number.
So yeah. So because it's never enough. It's never enough.
It's got to eventually be enough, Shiny. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't live like that.
Exactly. So that is what I am working on, to accept everything. And my term for that is radical acceptance. Like, accept that you are not perfect. Accept that there are things that you're not ever going to be good at. Accept that there will be this like inner voice telling you that it could have been done better, but that's okay. I literally have a new hashtag, like hashtag it's okay.
Yes.
So that is the struggle, because when I look at how it is affecting me, my relationships, my friendships, with my mom, because, you know, my mom is a big case study, success study for me, and I'm still pushing her And like, she's experiencing, oh my God, you know, I created you, you created me, and now you're pushing me to be even like more. So it's just a lot. And then I am realizing that, and this is my struggle these days. So that's why I also want to tell everybody that this is an ongoing path. You know, you have your audience, yeah, and then they're maybe listening, and then maybe they're like, oh, it is easy for you to say because you have done this and you've done that. No, it is never done. And it is always a school of learning. Life is a school.
Always. Yeah.
You're never going to learn.
I describe it as, it's not like you're going to climb the mountain and then, you know how people who climb Mount Everest, they put their flag. You don't get to like
put your
flag in and then you're just done.
No.
There's more mountain. And that, and I think that scares people.
Mm.
But it isn't here to scare you. There's always a new opportunity. As one of my good friends and former clients, BJ, says, every day is a Tuesday, right?
Tuesday,
so
yeah,
it's a Tuesday. Like it. You get to choose. Right, Tuesday, who are you going to be today? Yeah. What are you going to do today? And you get there, and then there are new opportunities. It just keeps going, and we get to do it, if we're doing it right, I think, more on our own terms, aligned with what lights our soul up, what our mission is, what our purpose is, what we're here to do, and feel better in the process. It doesn't have to always be hard. You can make it easier. And I think so much of your work is about helping people build these beautiful lives that aren't always perfect, but they're just not so damn hard.
And then they choose it. It's perfectly imperfect. That's how I look at it.
I literally sent an email earlier this week, or maybe it's going to go out later this week. It's for my 5-day Creating Abundance Challenge. That said, I have a T-shirt that says I'm perfectly imperfect.
So, yes. Yeah. I mean,
I love that.
It needs to be there for me because, you know, that's what I am struggling with, right?
Yeah.
Like my imperfections and radically accepting all parts of me. And that is why I even like when you go to my Instagram, I have those quotes like, you know, being happy does not mean you have a perfect life.
That's right.
Being happy means that you have a perfectly imperfect life that you created on your own terms.
And that you're
happy
with on your own terms. Yeah, we have to decide for ourselves.
Exactly.
We have to. When I do the abundance challenge, I tell people like abundance has to be self-defined, just like success, just like bravery. You get to decide what is abundant to you because we're all different people. We have different lived experiences.
Right.
And yeah, I love that. Thank you for being honest about those journeys. And imperfection or perfectionism is something we see so much of, especially as women, especially as high-achieving women who were not given the option to make mistakes as children.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning that now as adults.
Exactly.
And it is a hustle to do that. What would you say, Shiny, has been the biggest pleasant surprise, something you just didn't expect, and holy shit, it's awesome.
Recently or in my entire life?
Just on this journey.
I think I just did not really expect myself to come along this far. Like I'm just so proud of that little girl inside of me, and she surprised me. She never gives up. I think that I have this like deep connection with that little version inside of me. She just wanted to be a part of something so big, and she did it. And that was the most surprising. I really did not expect to find myself, you know, living my dreams. Like really, like I'm living the dream. Like I'm, you know, if you think about it, born and raised in a very small town, in Turkish Mediterranean, you know, city, and like so small and so limited. And yet I have like unlimited dreams and to just conquer the world, go out there and become somebody and make a difference. And I've achieved a lot of things, especially if I measure it by the impact that I was able to share from my heart with the people all around the world. Like 40 countries right now with my NeuroShine technology and where they are today and what they're doing. It's been very surprising. That is the first thing that came to my mind as an answer. Is that a good answer?
No, I love it. No, there are no bad answers. Come on now, you're not new to this. Whatever is your answer is your answer. But I think that's beautiful because so many folks I think feel, and I don't want to gender this because I think it's across the board, but I am a woman and I have a lot of female clients, and I think it's really consistent to say that we don't often talk to that little girl. We don't often say to her, you're going to be okay. We can heal that part of us by doing this work that you're doing. And when we heal it, so here's some crazy-ass quantum physics stuff for folks. We heal that, we shift the entire vibration. We heal it for the generations after us. Mm-hmm. It changes everything. And as a mother, that's really important to me. Like, if I don't heal me, I can't help them heal. And I know I've passed down things that I don't want to pass down. So, you know, we have all this power, and I just love that. I love that. I think that's a lovely
you know,
answer.
Have you ever heard, I'm pretty sure you've heard, hurt people hurt other people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But and then there is another side of it. Healed people heal people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's basically what it is. We need to heal our wounds so that we can stop bleeding on the wrong people.
Yeah, I love that. But I think people hear that and they think that it then is all action-oriented. And I want to just say, just sit with this. You don't have to believe me. Do your own research. There's some pretty cool quantum science around just by healing yourself, you heal other people. You don't have to actively be on boots on the ground helping change other people. You can. Like Shiny does and like I do, but you don't have to. Just by doing that for yourself, it shifts the vibrational energy. It changes what's happening in the world around you. And I just think it's so cool.
It is so cool. And it is invisible. And that's why a lot of people have a hard time to believe that. Mm-hmm. So intuitives are going to be more into this. Mm-hmm. Just open up. You guys, just literally open up and just like get curious. What are they talking about? It's real. It's real.
It's so real. And it's so fun. And I could talk about this stuff all day long.
Yeah, me too.
It's fun. I mean, that's all part of the evolution. I love that you said, you know, that we are all in stages of becoming. Along this journey, we are becoming in layers. And the more I learn about all of this stuff, and the more I bring it back, I shift the way I show up in the world, the way I coach. And I would love to hear, I think, based on everything you've shared and all of those certificates behind you, that's probably your approach also is, I take what I want and I embed it. You don't have to take all of it. You just take the parts that fit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so cool. Because you do so much of this work, I'd love to hear if you have any particular rituals or grounding routines or anything that you can share with folks that might help them tap into a little bit of this massive beauty that you're living.
Oh, awesome. Absolutely. First of all, I love walking in nature. I become one with the nature. To a point that when I was living in LA, I would go to Beverly Hills just literally to hug the trees, like those palm trees. I would just literally go to Beverly Hills and hug those palm trees because I connect. I love them so much. I'm like, come here. And I would literally hug them. Right now, because I'm living in Miami, I actually take walks at night, and then there is water, and then there is also palm trees. And then last night, I just had a walk with a friend of mine, and there was also full moon. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like all of it together, it just grounds me. I had to work a lot with myself to ground myself. I was high. So that helps me to ground and to be earthy, to make these walks. I also do a lot of meditation every night and every morning. I am a big fan of Joe Dispenza and his meditations, and I do that. And it literally grounds me and just prepares me for the day.
Yeah. Do you do breath work?
I don't necessarily. It's a part of meditation that I do. But I haven't gone to breath work yet.
I'm just on the beginning of a learning journey on breath work, but it is It's really fascinating. So we'll see.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
I have a general universal rule of three. If something shows up in my sphere three times, then the universe is like, you need to know about this thing. So that's why I went there. So I was just curious, but I love that. You have so much to celebrate. And I celebrate the fact that you just said out loud to everybody that you have to work hard to ground yourself. Because you're a hustler, right? You're a man, Jen. You've got that motor. You're ready to go. You've got a lot to prove. You've got a lot of people to continue to care for. Like, there's a lot of hustle there. And it would be really easy to get lost in all of that. And there are so many listeners out there who I think feel aligned with that. And so, look, you guys, Shiny is amazing. And she is here telling you she has to work hard to ground herself. And it's worth the effort.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it is. Well, so let's celebrate that. How do you like to celebrate?
Oh, celebration happens in my mind all the time. The first moment I open my eyes, I just celebrate my life saying, literally, I love my life. And then you're going to experience it because you're going to come to my, you know, training. Like, even at the end of my training, that's just how we close the training. But we just like scream out loud, I love my life. That is, to me, it's my faith that I trust my life. And I am also grateful that I have another day to live. Like, I love my life. I walk literally like that. In the mirror, I look at myself. And then I also tell myself, I love you. I got your back. Sometimes, you know, when I have gone through a very struggling time, some obstacles, and then it is time to celebrate, I just look in the mirror and say, I love you. Didn't I tell you that I got your back? There we go. That's how much I love you, and then you can trust me this much. Like this is my incredible way to just celebrate. I mean, we have all routines, like we do things, but these are my best. Like I love my life, and I love you. Look in the eye and have that connection with myself.
Yes, I love that. One of those types of sort of mantra prayers that I have been doing lately is just where you put your hand over your heart and you say, thank you, I'm sorry, forgive me, I love you.
Ho'oponono, was it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I whisper it into my water before I drink it. And it's just profound.
It is profound.
And that's taking responsibility too, because you can say that for forgiving people for things that you want to release, for harms caused. I don't know. It's just powerful. So I love that. I love my life. I love you. I've got your back. That's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It is so beautiful. And I'm a big time like journaler. I have journals, like diaries, like starting from when I was a little girl. Like I have boxes of them. So I write a lot. So I'm really in connection with myself and that little girl inside of me. And then I celebrate her when I celebrate myself looking in the eyes.
That's beautiful. Yay. Thank you for that.
Yay.
Well, obviously we could just keep talking forever, except we have a time limit. But it's really fun to spend time with you. Before I let you go, I have two more questions. One is, what is your favorite charitable organization to support?
I actually have a ton. And I have this actually client and that I don't want to give names, obviously, but, you know, this person does so much for the girls because I come from that kind of culture, and being a girl is not, you know, appreciated that much, actually. So I like that. And there are so many organizations in Turkey as well that, again, related with supporting and empowering women and educating them. And it is because I believe, I don't know if you agree, but I believe women are the future.
Yeah.
And the way we educate and empower women, because they are the mothers. I mean, a woman is also the mother of a man. So you're a mother. I'm not. But what do you think about that?
Absolutely. No, I mean, I completely agree. I think that women are the future. I try not to overly gender things because I think there's a lot of fluidity there. But What I mean when I say that, well, first of all, clearly women and girls are powerful. If we weren't, they wouldn't work so hard to shut us up.
Good point.
And
good point.
When we talk about stepping into our power and becoming the future and being more of a leader, it means we're unraveling the toxicity. We are leaning into that feminine energy. We're leading with our heart and with kindness instead of strength and, you know, bravado. And it is a full culture shift. And it's really scary and intimidating to folks, typically older men, who feel threatened by that because they've been told that, that's weak, that they shouldn't do that. So, yes, I totally agree. And I think it is going to look, on a global scale, massively different. In the meantime, it's really messy and it's really scary and it's really ugly. And that's one of the reasons that I stay so centered on my work and that I love the work you're doing, because the world is a really frightening place right now. And if we think this is what we're stuck with, well, we might as well just give up. But if we know that we got to kind of go through the muck here to get to the other side and it will be better, then we have the energy to fight.
Yeah, totally. You said it. You said it very well. Said it very well. And that is the feminine energy.
Yeah.
The world needs more feminine
it
energy.
It does.
And
yeah. I love it.
So yeah, that's why I have a ton of like girls foundations that I support. I mean, I cannot name one.
Then we will just tell you all, get to know the organizations around you, folks, that are supporting, empowering, and educating women and girls wherever you are in the world. Because it matters and because we need you to do that. And as I say in every episode, we are really at a crossroads globally that we are required to come together and show up for one another in really massive ways. We cannot do any of the things we want on our own. We have to be a community. And this is one of the ways that we do that. So thank you for sharing that, Shiny.
Thank you.
All right. Tell folks how they can find you. They want to be around your beautiful, shiny universe. How can they find you?
I am literally everywhere. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. I am on WhatsApp, actually. I use a lot. And I have a website, you know, shinyonsol.com. And on the Instagram, it's Shiny Burcu installed. Well, maybe they will say Shiny Burcu, but it's that middle name, that Turkish name over there, you know. So, and I'm on Twitter. I don't use Twitter that much, but LinkedIn is a great way to connect with me as well. Like, again, you know, Shiny, UNSAL. Yes.
So you guys go get to know her more, connect with her, and just keep putting all of your own beautiful shine out into the world. This was so much fun. Thank you for spending time with me. We went all over the place. I can't wait to go back and re-listen to it. It feels like just what, at least for me, I can't speak for you, but just what I needed today was this conversation. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, me too. I can't believe it's already over. And I also want to acknowledge the work that you are doing is very meaningful. This is a lot of work. I know it's hard work rather than hard work.
Yeah.
And I can see that. And I love that. I love everything about it. I love your work. I know that you are a lady, a woman on a mission. And we need more ladies and women on a mission. So I appreciate you and thank you.
Oh. Thank you. I received that. I claim it. I appreciate it. Oh, Shiny is so, well, shiny, isn't she? Her energy and charm just ooze out of her in the most delightful way. From accepting our imperfections to practicing grounding rituals and supporting women and girls, Shiny shared her practical tips for aligning with your true self and unleashing your own inner light. It was an incredible conversation full of insight and inspiration, and I hope you'll take these valuable lessons to heart as you continue on your own brave journey. If you loved this episode or any of the free content that I put out, including my sister podcast, Was It Chance?, or my weekly live show, Brave in Action, you can catch it every single week. We have a brand new day and time. It's on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Central. Brave in Action live show every week, Thursdays, 11 a.m. Central. If you like any of this free content that I put out and you want to express your excitement or gratitude, the best way to do that is to say thanks. You can give me a little tip. You can buy me coffee for the week. Visiting vickeryandco.com/say thanks takes you right to the tip jar, and you can let me know that this work resonates with you. It speaks to you. It helps me stay motivated, connected. It means a lot to know that the work I'm putting out there is landing with you. It's finding the right souls, the right audience. I know it's you. Say thanks, let me know, and I will continue to bring you wonderful, amazing content. Thank you for listening. Until we meet again, I am Heather Vickery, reminding you today and every single day to go out and choose bravely. Bye now. You've been listening to The Brave Files, stories of people living courageously. Visit us at thebravefilespodcast.com to learn more about the show, find our show notes, and access full episode transcripts. And we'd love to know what you think of the show. We invite you to connect with us via Instagram and send a DM. You'll find us at The Brave Files Podcast on Instagram. Our music was created and produced in a custom collaboration with Matt Lewis from ML Creative Consulting, a boutique firm dedicated to helping clients identify their unique sound and amplify their brand with custom-delivered soundtracks. Special thanks to everyone on Team Brave, from our audio engineer to our producers, associate producers, copy editors, writers, and support team. The show wouldn't exist without them, and we are eternally grateful. I'm your host and executive producer, Heather Vickery. Thanks for tuning in.